This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado gun sales are down for the early part of this year, but CPR's Ben Marcus says that may change following the shootings in Buffalo and Texas and now Tulsa.
Colorado gun dealers sold 99,000 guns in the first 3 months of this year. Approved background checks through the Colorado Bureau of Investigation are down 21% over the same period last year. Gun sales have fallen for 13 straight months in Colorado, after an unprecedented surge in buying that started with the pandemic. But history suggests that sales will surge again. Data from the state shows that gun purchases rise after most high-profile mass shootings, which often prompts debate about gun control and fears that certain types of firearms may be banned. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The state is expanding a property tax break for child care centers. A new law cuts the tax bill for landlords who rent properties to early childhood centers. It's meant to incentivize property owners to seek out child care tenants and help relieve a shortage of licensed child care in the state. Two other new laws are intended to increase Colorado's electrical reliability by encouraging the development of microgrids that aren't reliant on the wider power network. The first orders the state's energy office will create a plan for how to develop microgrids and where to prioritize them. And the second bill will put $3.5 million into a grant program for utilities to build microgrids. A summertime event returns to Denver this year. The Cherry Creek Arts Festival brings together the work of hundreds of artists and performers for 3 days in July. The festival was canceled in 2020 and postponed last year. This year's Arts Festival opens July 1st. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.